Live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
Drive 959.
Oh.
Draw a moment.
Oh, must I say it?
Yes.
So
what must I say?
Yeah, I'd let it.
Okay. So what must I say?
It's no. On your prep, ba.
No. Why are you telling people we've got a 1 hour trial blind?
That's
why.
So prepare, aunt.
Wow. So prep says, what's happening today on the show? Thank you very much. We expect you to call us. Drive moment. Drive moment. That's what's happening today on the show. Very interesting one. Did you? I think when I was having a conversation with you privately.
You did?
And then the next thing you bring it here on air.
I just like Skumba,
I'm not going to tell the story.
Please don't.
I will tell the story myself.
And the stories.
So, you know that there are relationships that will suffer under different circumstances.
Yes.
But there's this particular circumstance when it is your job, your career, something that's really important.
Yes.
And for whatever reason, it takes a toll on your relationship.
You're going to break up with me because of what I do on the radio?
No, because of what you do to me on the radio.
Wait a minute, Gina. Now I'm mad. You don't get it, dude. This is childish, Gina. That's right. You gonna leave, right? I'm a man, Gina. I'm a B.I. Right. This is childish. I want you out. I don't even know why you're still here. Step! Step!
Get to step in.
You won! You won, babe!
A what?
You won, damn!
Has your career ever cost you a relationship? How we still have relationships is beyond me.
I remember this scene very well on Martin.
Yeah, on Martin. That's
when
right.
Gina decided to walk away. And
no, you went.
Wow, you guys.
Yeah, we are.
I don't like bringing my personal live radio in, but it happened to me.
When?
It's my first relationship. The mother of my daughter.
Okay.
It was because of what I do.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I was more committed into my stand-up and starting up my radio career. Because my radio career and my stand-up career are as old as my daughter.
Mm.
So I've been on radio and doing stand-up for 16 years.
Mm-hmm.
Because my daughter is 16.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, I don't think she understood what I was trying to achieve then. And yeah, it suffered, yo. Suffered because there was a point where as our Jack and Yena feeling the way I feel and being neglected and everything, I had to choose good to which one am I giving my real attention.
Uh-huh.
But at the same time I'm still at home. Which is can only accommodate medical aid and few cents.
Yeah.
And that's not enough if you have a daughter. And we just lost the son. I had lost the son.
Mm-hmm.
So now my daughter and I'm worried about that. So my focus, I don't want to be home. Because I'm going to be home. So it's great when you're starting and doing what you do.
Yeah.
And then I think I married my comedy and radio then. Until now.
Mm.
And that relationship suffered for that.
Mm-hmm.
Can I be honest? I have had started relationships, especially in my single arena now, and I seldom tell people where I work. It's not a thing I do. It's not like, hey, I'm coming from Kenya. I don't do that.
We don't do that.
But once they find out where I work, they pull back.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know. And there's no way I'm going to sit there and say, oh, I'm not even famous. I just do radio with two fools and everything is okay. You know, I'm not going to go there and market it because if you are not willing to find out, it really feels like I'm also wasting your time in trying to invest much more energy in it.
So me, I think when I was about, maybe 17.
Yeah.
I got a part-time job, which was great for me because I needed money to fund, you know, my school fees.
Mm-hmm.
So there was also an opportunity in Lenasia. Obviously, I had an interest in radio, so they had a mock radio station in Lens. So every day without fail, after leaving work, I used to go to Lens. I think for a good 2 weeks. Mm. So I think 2 weeks later, and you know, there are no mobile phones then, so it's very difficult to call people and say, no, this is what I'm doing. So I remember I went to see my girlfriend. I'm like, to go and see her after not seeing her for like over a week. And she simply said to me, Aksaba, I don't want to see you no more. And I tried to explain, you know, the reason why I disappeared is because I'm pursuing this career. I want to be on radio. And the relationship ended there.
Yeah.
And yeah, I walked away. And yeah, that was the end.
And you don't regret it?
Nah, never.
No, you never.
I never regret it. And I've also had, I've also had my porisa talking about a woman that he dated years ago. And she, too, could not understand why my porisa was spending so much time in the studio. And I had my porisa saying, Bona, uflopo. Strong. So I think when your partner is really committed on something,
sure,
even if you don't understand what is it that they're doing, whether it's comedy, because I'm sure to your woman those days it was like, and you know, even if you don't understand them, you must give them the support they need, because you know, you are the person that if things don't work well, you go back to them and explain, like, I'm so frustrated, this is what happened.
Yeah, because, you know, and when you start out doing what you love, especially having, like, having a career, and you like, and you believe in Ntwenza, like, I believe in this thing, I have a great feeling about what I'm doing, that it will be fruitful tomorrow. Mm-hmm. But right now, it's not. Right now, it's just me putting in hours, Gulendole. It's not, like, there's nothing to show for it.
So 063-688-0959, 086-000-959. We're taking your calls and your voice notes. Has your career ever cost you a relationship? By the way, it doesn't just have to be a romantic relationship. Maybe you've gone astray with your family because they didn't understand the job you took. Maybe your friends don't call you anymore. They don't find you cool because of the job that you want to do. Give us a call again, 063-688-0959.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
Drive moment, that's what we have today. Has your career ever cost you your relationship? We got a call, I believe, yes. Let's go to... What happened?
Let's play the VN and then we'll get...
It's a VN. Vendor noise.
Vendor notification.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, guys, I have trauma stories when it comes to your career ending. Your relationship, I was in a 5-year relationship that initially started in varsity and eventually grew to 5 years. But as soon as I started working and work was demanding travel, suddenly, I'm falling in love with the men that I'm traveling with.
You know those mind games, ne? Yeah. Are the worst.
Yes, lighting.
Yeah, wow. Sure. Okay, we have a caller now. On the phone.
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay, let's go to Devland. Okay. Everything's about Venda.
What?
Sizo is the name.
Sizo, how you doing?
Yeah, Sizo, not the one who does breakfast.
Yeah.
Hola.
You know this
thing.
It's my question is, how long, like, it's you supposed to, like, support a person about the thing that you don't understand? How long is a long time?
As long as you love them, first of all,
they need to understand and tell.
That's the thing.
Yeah, so if they don't understand, your job is to make them understand as a mundog.
But then you'll have two jobs, to do your job that you want to do and to make them understand. So I think for me, like, it's better if you've got that thing that will involve you not being 100% in whatever person, whether it's your mom, whether it's your girlfriend, whether you should just concentrate on that. Don't have a person while you're pursuing something else, because it's just not fair on anyone involved.
What happened, Ojem?
That's my take on it.
No. What happened to you? There's a story not telling us.
Are you talking from experience?
Yeah.
Are you talking from experience?
That's the thing. Like, this thing, like, that's just it. Because if in any relationship, you have to give time for it. Yeah. Whether it's your daughter, your father, work, your
I think just to wrap it up, this is what's going to happen. If the person Lonai doesn't understand and thinks whatever that you're doing is wasting their time, they will leave. It's fine. You will find someone that's going to stay with you, that's going to come to your life and understand exactly what you're doing and be supportive. Your kids and your family, those ones that have a choice, Caleb. Yeah, when there's people that have a choice, those are your kids and your family. Those ones, they don't have a choice. They'll have to understand because that's what you want to do, young Tol.
But also, I think there's, there can always be a situation whereby someone is starving and there's no food in the house and they just feel that whatever it is that you are trying to achieve is just taking too long. Do you understand where I'm coming from?
And you can't be resentful for it when I land, because the reality is while we are pursuing our dreams, life is going on.
Yes.
You can't act like the bills don't need to be paid, all the other things don't need to be paid. So understanding as far as you can, once you need to now, as Khomotso, pause your life so that Glenn's dreams can come true.
Yeah.
That's when the resentment comes.
But what if you pause your life and you wait for Glenn's dream to come true and that dream comes true?
Yeah. Nope. I mean, unfortunately, life is giddy what ifs. The dream can come true. And leave me at the band. So what's wrong?
And then Glenn Lapoge Glenn he flop.
Yeah, of course.
How many flops? So if like I've been with my wife now for 15 years.
Yeah.
Young child. Wife.
It's been a while. And
a poor wife.
Poor wife. Like hlangane ngisamba ke maza ngistata singekho ngistata ngintambo. But now
We need to know
where
you got that.
So the ifs work, Yavan.
The ifs work not for everyone.
I lost everything, restarted, and the person that I was with many years ago would tell me, this business thing that you are doing, this thing. The companies that I have now, I started them actually, if I tell you the truth, I started them in 2007. Mm. They only started to show fruits a few years ago, like 15 years later.
Yeah.
But I used to be told, leave this thing, it's not for you. Mm. It's for white people, it's for other people with money. You keep on failing. Yeah, to cut the message short, I don't agree that stupidity is doing the same thing over and over and expect different results, because I persevered. And here I am with a different partner that actually risk-packed my hustle.
Being in the security industry, we have a site where we have our security guards on guard 24 hours. So at night, they have to report hourly with regards to the situation on site, if all is well on site. And especially at night, so when that message comes through, so every hour I need to hear a ding ding from two sides on my phone, a ding ding from two sides on my phone. If I don't get that ping, I know that there's something wrong on site. I'm dating someone who actually has my insecurities about themselves, but knowing very well that I actually work for security industry, and at night it can get annoying. I'm not gonna lie, but I mean, I need to hear that ping ping, two pings from the two sides every hour at night.
I once dated this woman, she's in Thomas bed. If something is not for you, it's not for you. I met this lady while I was going through my the most. I can do a whole lot of things because of the good treatment. Not everyone is bad. So I really respect the woman I have currently, and I want the best for us because it's only a few people. So, hey, good rough out there, guys.
Kudos to the guy for sticking, man.
This message is amazing, eh?
Sure, kudos, because not many stick. Because, how tabila ga okra water? You think everybody else that clappers with normal water are not now deserving of you?
Sometimes, from time to time, I do use people in my industry as an example.
Yeah.
When I get approached by young kids, who want to get into the industry. And I always tell them, the internet will kill you if you focus on people who post on social media.
Yeah.
Or even if they post on social media, those people, it took them decades, even a decade. Someone like Casper Nyovest, whose parents I know from Mufftown, was just a little kid in Mufftown. 2, 3, 4, 5 years.
Sure.
Do you know what I mean? Came to Joburg, used to drive for Jabba, used to support Jabba, used to be Jabba's side man. all these years, you know. And then one day things started happening for him.
Yeah.
And then people only see the success. When he was struggling, that stuff was not there on social media, if you know what I mean.
Sure.
So success, guys, doesn't happen overnight. Eh? It can take 5 years. It can take...
It takes a thousand hours.
Yes.
Takes,
you know,
a thousand hours. 100%.
So, yeah, nothing comes easy. Look at Khomusa as well.
Mm.
She struggled and struggled. No better class station surfing.
So nice.
Oh, Tommy Lemona.
If you watch I'm a video I'm no pop about 8-9 years ago, Khomutso is there.
So Mina, my case is different. I've never had to, you know, leave my job for something like this or the insecurities of someone. But I've had to, I enjoyed a relationship where the guy was literally earning half of my salary. I assisted him to qualify. And as soon as he qualified as an artisan, gone he was. He found himself in trouble, married someone who took almost everything. And he tried to come back and I said, no thanks. I've done what I was supposed to do to get you, to help you to qualify. Go and look for assistance elsewhere. And it has been a decade that he has been trying to come back, and I am not going back.
Problem that I have right now with the girl that I'm with is she's always wanting time. No matter what in Pisganganani, she'll sulk and do whatever just because he had a funny skirt. But manginchela minuguti mina, I'm available in this skirt. This is so she can't be there because we are not yet married. I have to avail myself for her, but she's not available. So I understand the relationship is one-sided. And each and every time I raise it, I'm the wrong one. So I'm not.
Drive 959 with Glenn.
Khomutso and Skumba.
Monday to Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.